Today is Thursday, November 14th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is. I don't know what it is because I didn't pull it up. It is National Seatbelt Day. Oh, fun. It's National Family PJ Day. It's National Spicy Guacamole Day. And it's National Pickle Day. I love pickles. I know pickles are one of those... Decisive is not the word I'm looking for. Pickles are... What is the word? Contentious, maybe? You either love them or you hate them, I feel. When you talk to people, they're either going to go, oh my gosh, I love pickles. I need to have pickles on everything. Pickles every day. Or they're going to say, gross. I don't want a pickle touching anything. And I have both in my life. Mark hates pickles. And he doesn't want them on anything. And I love them. It really, any kind of vinegary thing that can add kind of a sourness, a tanginess to whatever it is, I like that added flavor. I like a pickled jalapeno because I like spice, but I also like pickle. I love a pickled okra. So good. And then I know they're, like I said, Mark hates pickles, so more for me. All right, we do have a text message from Brian in Wichita, which came through on the text messages. So there you go, Brian. It is fixed. Hooray, I'm glad you got an actual text message from my iPhone. I assume that indicates the change Apple made must have worked. I'm attaching a green shot of this message before I send it. Notice the text message above is green and the one before it is blue, further confirming the iOS change. I feel like your iPad must be associated with the 9393 number. That's the only reason I can think of that my previous messages showed up on your iPad and nowhere else. Well, they did show up on my Mac. But again, that phone number has not been associated anywhere. I promise you, I have not entered that phone number anywhere into any of my Mac settings. Nowhere have I entered that number. But it is solved now, so that is fine. That is mine. Whatever happened, it happened. Also, I didn't get... attachments are difficult because I don't collect those. They may come through, but I don't collect those because I forward all the messages to a Google spreadsheet so I can easily... Because the service that I use, their interface is not great for... Because again, this is for developers too, if you want to add a phone number to your app or something like that. And so the interface that they provide, it's more of an API, and the interface that they provide is not conducive to, you know, logging in and seeing things quickly. And so for text messages, I just call their API and just load the text message into a sheet. I don't actually look for multimedia. So it's unlikely that I will get any pictures or anything like that that you attach. But let me just look and see if I got it. Since we're talking about this, let me see if it actually came through. So if I look at 9393, because I also have the Gay Mix phone number in here. Messages log incoming. Oh, it doesn't. It says, yes, it had media, but it doesn't even allow me to view it. So I don't know. I'm not sure that that is viewable after the fact. I think I have to grab it when I'm grabbing the text message, or I don't get it. Anyway, I don't have that. If you want to send me media, then at least for now, because I don't know where I would put it. Like I said, I loaded into a Google Sheet. It would be weird to try to load an image. Maybe I can save the image somewhere and then put a link to it. I don't know. But currently, I do not get those. Thank you for your text. I appreciate it. It's all resolved now. We also got an email from Matthew. He says, guess who? It's Matthew again. I'm kind of burpy. I hope you're managing okay after the election. I'm Canadian and currently living in Germany, but you'd think I was American given how invested I was and how devastated I feel after the results. It's like I was living it firsthand, and now the final outcome has left me feeling completely gutted. I'm truly heartbroken, but I'm actively working against the negative emotions I've been feeling since the results. And there's a growing awareness and sense of unity among people all over the world who actually believe in justice, equality, and compassion, and so that gives me hope. You asked if La Maison was in French. Yes, it is. And yes, it is an English voiceover option, or has an English voiceover option, so I guess you won't be watching it. No, I won't. I was curious, how did you and Mark meet? Okay, that's all for now. Have a nice day. Well, thanks for the email, Matthew. Germany. I like Germany. So, Mark and I met on Grindr. There's not really a story. He came over. The only story-worthy part is because I used Grindr as a hookup app, not really an app. I wasn't looking for a boyfriend. But he seemed like he wanted to do more than just hook up. Not specifically with me, just in general. His profile, it seemed like he was looking for dates, whereas I'm like oral top looking for, you know, whatever. Grindr was never a dating app for me, so it was a little weird. I don't remember exactly, but because we had never met, and the way it normally works for me is even if I do start dating someone that I've met on Grindr, which has only happened once, and that was Mark. All of my other boyfriends I've met other ways and went on dates. But we met on Grindr, we talked for a month or two off and on and planned to get together, but it never worked. And I was thinking more hookup. I don't know what he was thinking. And then I said, well, why don't we just watch a movie at my house, order food, something like that. We don't have to go out anywhere. And so, because we had never met before. So he came over and we watched My Choice. He thinks this is the worst. He makes fun of me all the time. But we watched Final Destination. I think it was Final Destination 6 or something. And it wasn't very good. And it's gory. People get killed at various points in the movie. And I gave him tap water, which is apparently a sin in his eyes, because that's all he could talk about for years later, is that, oh my God, the first night I met you, you gave me tap water. And I didn't even think about it because I grew up drinking tap water. We did drink filtered water as well, but all I had was tap water and I didn't have filtered water. I had other things and I said, well, I have Diet Mountain Dew, I have whatever drinks I have. And if you want water, but again, it was tap water. He thinks that's horrible that I gave him tap water. So we watched a movie. I think we ate some food. Don't remember what it was. He drank horrible tap water, I'm assuming. And after that, we decided to date. And we dated and then et cetera, et cetera. And he decided when he was sick one time and I took him a card and a teddy bear or something, he decided I was the one for him just because I'm so nice. All right, well, nothing else has happened since we're kind of midweek here and nothing else has happened. I was supposed to have orchestra rehearsal tonight. And I was prepared for that. I had mentally prepared that I was going to have something to do tonight. And then we got a text message when I was on my way home from work that orchestra was canceled. But then it got filled up with my mom then calls me and says, hey, your stepdad is landing at the airport. Can you go pick him up and take him home? Because she ate something and is feeling sick. And so she says, I was going to pick him up, but I'm not feeling well. And so it's 50-50 when my mom eats something, whether she's going to feel sick afterwards, because eating anything messes up her stomach. It's just, so she ate and then now she feels bad. So yeah. So other than that though, and it affects our dinner because it just affects everything, but it will be okay. It will be okay. I don't mind. It's just driving. No big deal. And other than that, we finished our planning for Colorado. We booked a hotel. Nothing fancy, just a lower-end Marriott Town Suites or something. There's not even a swimming pool. There's no spa. There's nothing. But we're just flying in. I did rent a car because it was cheap. We're going to do Meow Wolf, which is this art exhibit. We're going to go to a nice dinner, spend the night, and come back home on Sunday. So that's about it. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.